This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
On August 30th, Jeanne Broughton and her friend Janet Harris held up a sign on the sidewalk near the Prime Minister's office in Ottawa. The sign read, "Please don't attack Syria. Enough people have died." They hadn't been there 5 minutes when they were approached by an RCMP officer who asked to see their permit. Jeanne Broughton joins me on the phone this morning from Toronto to pick up the story. Hello, Jeanne.
Hello, Jane.
So you're on the sidewalk with your sign. He asks you for your permit. What happened next?
Well, I kind of gawked at him because I was really surprised to be asked for a permit. I had heard that people got permits in order to do massive demonstrations on Parliament Hill, but we weren't there, and it was just Janet and I. So I just said something polite, like, "Oh, a permit?" And so he continued to talk to me about a permit being necessary and the fact that we had put up a sign made what we were doing a protest, and it was necessary to have a permit for a protest.
So did you put your sign away then?
Well, Janet and I sort of looked at each other, and I said to him that we were expecting another friend, and that I would put my sign away until the other friend came, and then we would have some consultation and decide what to do. So, yeah, I did put my sign away.
What did the officer do then?
He started talking about if we thought that Syria shouldn't be attacked, then what did we think should be done in a case where a government was attacking its own people? And Janet engaged him in conversation about the general happenings that have been going on in Syria in the past 2 or 3 weeks. And I just listened to their conversation. I was surprised that the RCMP officer thought it was appropriate to engage us in a discussion about the issue, but I wasn't going to try and shut down the RCMP officer. In fact, I didn't really know he was an RCMP officer. He had just got out of a black car that was idling in front of the PMO's office. You know, it's a huge sidewalk there, and there was already a black van and then this black sedan parked up against the building right on the sidewalk, and there was space even for another 2 or 3 cars there, and people could still walk past. So he got out of this idling black car and came to talk with us, and he was just wearing a gray shirt and some black pants, and there's a little pin on his shoulder that has a maple leaf flag on it and the letters PM. And he's got no other badge or other identifying marks other than these little wires that come out of the ears of security guards, you know, gear that they wear.
So then your friend Colin Stewart came up to join you.
That's right.
What happened then?
So it was kind of difficult for us to have our little conference between the three of us because the guard stayed right there with us. Colin sort of whispered that perhaps since we hadn't planned to have any kind of confrontational event happen here, that it was just as well to keep the sign in the bag and that we could, just quietly remain there. So that's what we did.
So now, when you got home, you wrote an email to the Ottawa Citizen. What did you have in your email?
I just told what had happened and asked the Citizen if they would ask their readers if they know of any requirement for a permit in any legal sense from the federal, provincial, or city regulations. because of that contact to the Ottawa Citizen, it was their letters to the editor page where you on their website. I just sent them a message from there. One of their reporters contacted me, Hugh Adami, and he was very interested to know what had happened with this event, and also the Citizen put their people on finding out exactly what the requirements are about protests and permits.
And then I guess Janet, your friend Janet Harris, also contacted a city councillor and then found out more about what the permit regulations are. So what are they?
Well, essentially, both the city and the RCMP, which is responsible for what happens on Parliament Hill, have a permit process which they prefer people to use when they are planning to organize a large demonstration that might block traffic and where there might be a need for some kind of police attendance in the sense of protecting the people who are protesting and you know, in case there might be some kind of collateral damage. That's the way they frame it. It's essentially, we prefer people to get permits, but there's no requirement for a permit. And the main purpose is about large demonstrations that might block traffic.
Were you actually on the hill?
No, we were on the sidewalk at the corner of Wellington and Elgin. You can't even see the Peace Tower from there because there's some things blocking the way.
So you wouldn't actually have been within the RCMP's jurisdiction then where you were?
No, not at all.
And the sidewalk was pretty big. I guess you weren't blocking anybody.
No, not at all. The officer, in some of his comments, did say, "And you must not impede traffic." And we smiled at him. No, not we're not doing that. We're not impeding anybody here.
Now, I understand that this is the first time that you've done something like this, sort of taken the initiative personally to do something like this, rather than be part of a bigger organized action, which you've also done. What is it about the plans to attack Syria that made you want to take this step?
Colin had circulated an email the night before to a large list of his friends, and in that message there was a link to a CBC report that said that our prime minister had been talking with the president of the United States about the possibility of attacking. And I've been deep in my own work, you know, for months and didn't realize that this had come to this kind of a head. And I just thought, now's the time to say that a military attack is not going to help. I actually went on to the prime minister's website to send him a message. And when I pressed send, I got the message, server error, so email isn't going to work. So since I'm in Ottawa, I might as well make a sign and go and stand in front of his office.
What do you think, in retrospect, now that you've had a chance to reflect on it, about the efforts of the RCMP officer to argue with you about that?
Well, I certainly hope that he has learned a lesson. The Ottawa Citizens researchers have clarified the point that permits aren't required and that that to interfere with people who are exercising their constitutional rights really isn't the role of the RCMP.
Has any of your circle of friends gone out with a sign again?
There was a gathering at the Human Rights Memorial on the Saturday, like a week ago, but I didn't participate. I wasn't available that day, and there will be another one this evening. But that's a much more organized thing. There's a peace movement in the Ottawa area called No War Pay. Bilingual, you know, pay is... Mm-hmm. French for peace. Mm-hmm. And so they have a large mailing list and they are planning a vigil this evening
I'm just curious to see what the reaction would be if you or someone were to go out and do the same thing again by the PMO's office.
That would be interesting to know. Unfortunately, I was called away to Toronto for work, and I haven't been in Ottawa very much since then. So maybe when I get back, we can test the waters again.
Well, it's certainly heartening to see how much reaction you've gotten to that situation of being told to take down your sign.
Definitely heartening to see the press interested in free speech. That's where they should be, and it's great to have been, part of that whole event.
Thanks so much, Jeanne.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Jeanne Broughton from Ottawa. We reached her in Toronto today.